You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about anxiety and therapy and what is the goal of coming to therapy when I'm experiencing anxiety. So this is probably the most common thing that someone comes into my practice for, is talking about anxiety, feeling overwhelmed by their anxiety, and wanting to kind of fix, if you will, the anxiety that they're experiencing. And so I wanted to spend today's episode kind of walking you through what I share with clients when they come in feeling anxious. So let's jump right in. So when a client comes in and they're experiencing an overwhelming amount of anxiety, I think that it's really important to recognize the bravery and the courage that it takes to come in and say, I'm really struggling and I need some help. This is a huge first step, and I know that we hear that a lot, but it is. It's really important that we get help when we start to feel like we can no longer support ourselves and feeling like we're not alone. And anxiety can feel really debilitating, and the negative self-talk that can come with anxiety, that we should be able to handle it, or that it's silly that we're feeling so much anxiety, or that there's something wrong with us if we're feeling so much anxiety, can really prevent us from asking and seeking for help when we need it. Again, I will always advocate that we go to therapy before we get to this point, but if you're at this point and you're asking for help, that is amazing, and you should be so proud of yourself for doing that. So once we get to therapy, I think one of the things that's really important to remember is that anxiety is a feeling, right? So anxiety is a feeling that we all experience. Anxiety is something that we will never get rid of. But what we will get rid of is that overwhelming feeling when the anxiety shows up. What we can decrease is the amount of time in which we feel anxious. What we can decrease is the symptoms and the stresses that come with feeling anxious all the time. And so when we take this approach to say, life isn't going to become easy when I go to therapy, therapy isn't going to get rid of my anxiety, but rather what therapy is going to do for me is help me to support myself. What therapy is going to do is it's going to allow me to cope better with the things that feel difficult in my life, particularly anxiety. So when it comes to kind of recognizing, right, so everyone feels anxiety, and that might feel really dismissive, but what's happening when we get that overwhelming anxiety is, again, it's starting to alter our status quo. It's starting to take us out of baseline and into that knocked out of window feeling. And when that's happening, not everyone experiences that, right? Not everyone experiences anxiety to that degree. And so that's what we want to be conscious of, right? Am I being knocked out of my window by my anxiety? Am I feeling anxiety so often in the day that I forget what it's like to be at baseline? And so can I come back to feeling anxiety when it is appropriate, right? If I am out and about, someone bumps into me, I'm going to feel a little bit anxious, right? But it's not going to overwhelm my day. It's not going to last for very long, most likely. I'm just going to feel a little bit nervous and anxious that someone's bumped into me, and then I'm going to move on from my day. Right? These are normal times when it makes sense to feel anxious. But we're able to have skills and tools to bring us back into our window, to come back to baseline, to be okay in our baseline. And so this is a conversation that I like to have with clients when they come in and they say, you know, I'd really like to not feel anxious anymore. And I will say, like, you're never not going to feel anxious, right? That is a feeling that everyone experiences. But the point of therapy is to decrease the amount and the overwhelm of the anxiety that we're experiencing. So I hope that's helpful and something to keep in mind, that it's okay to feel anxious. But if you're feeling overwhelmed by the anxiety, then it might be time to ask for help, and that's okay. All right, until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on JaniceLyons.com. Until next time, take care.